Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you so much. You in the back there, definitely love you so much. Thank you so much. Ladies, I know you're really excited about the show, but just a reminder, please do not throw your panties onto the stage. Do not do that. This venue is used as a Sunday school, so we do not have the budget to be cleaning up after you, so please keep your clothes on. But if you do throw money, we will pick that up. Thank you.
Welcome to the Royal Gypsy Hood, my friends. This is Rafa Mama coming to you live here to talk about playfulness today. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Man, the simplest things that can be so profound. You know, recently talking about routine, or, you know, structure for the routine and routine for the structure. And here, you know, we get brought back to another element, playfulness, right? And everything that you do, find the playfulness in it. Find the childlike excitement, find the enthusiasm. Right? What happens to your enthusiasm and everything that you pursue and all the goals that you have and the things that you desire? Is the enthusiasm not in the journey? I mean, it is, right? You already see yourself as in that role or in that position, living that life. And so you have to like really playfully walk in it, not so, you know, overcome by other elements. Earth, so much earth, so much reality, you know. We've talked about fixed signs, you know, so fixed. So stubborn, so rigid, so. You know, and here we bring in the playfulness. Can we just be friends? Can we play? You know, not just between people, but also, you know, the things that you marry, the activities that you marry, the goals that you marry, the pursuits. Can we be friends? I mean, are you like, is my goal my accuser? Oh, I didn't do this perfectly. I can't keep up with that routine, you know. But I'm finding that as I even have the structure and the goal, I might never meet it. Not a single week. Not a single damn week, but it's there. So I'm pursuing it. And if I do it half as good as I wish that I could, you know, it might take me a little longer, it might not. But if I'm playful with it, if I have fun, if I'm not like constantly, pressuring myself with that goal and that structure and routine, but I can have fun with it. I mean, I'm sure that I'm more likely to be magnetic, you know, in the process. And you might do half as much, right? And meet that goal twice as quickly, just because that magnetism, that playfulness, that joy, that love, that goodness, that good stuff. Give me that good stuff, baby. You know, do you fear the shit out of relationships? You know, because it's all that routine. Oh my goodness. And see, this is where there's, fragments of this process that I haven't even documented and recorded from days that I didn't actually go with it or get it done, right? Because I wasn't approaching it and thinking of it as in a playful way. Right? Because it became too much of a big thing that I had to do, and I had to do it right, you know, and it didn't get done. And it takes us back to the fixed and the routines and how that Taurus energy, which I will talk about, true religion, freedom. Freedom is the true religion, right? Love is the true religion. Playfulness, peace. That's all that matters. Very Capricornic stuff. Legacy of peace and joy. I want to pass on a legacy of joy to my future generations. Can you imagine the fucking impact that that would have on the world? If we all chose with intention to pass down a legacy of joy, it's all love and joy. It's all good vibes and joy. It's all creativity and abundance and joy, right? Playfulness. It's all about the playfulness. I had the silliest dream last night and I loved it. It was so much fun. And just acting a fool. Acting a damn fool. Dressed up all dignified and acting a damn fool. You know? In a very fancy and, you know, structured type place. I love it. It just bleeds over to so many aspects of your life that's not just in covering one topic. For me, it covers relationships. For me, it covers my work, my life pursuits, your family, your kids. How are you raising your kids? Is there too much, you know, structure? Is there too much, you know, rigidity there? Is there some playfulness in it, even when you discipline, you know? It covers so many topics. And with that, my friends, I will say, Nanu, Nanu, peace be unto you, and God bless. Welcome to the Royal Gypsy Hood, my friends. This is Rafa Mama coming to you live here to talk about playfulness today. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Man, the simplest things that can be so profound. You know, recently talking about routine, or, you know, structure for the routine and routine for the structure. And here, you know, we get brought back to another element, playfulness, right? And everything that you do, find the playfulness in it. Find the childlike excitement, find the enthusiasm, right? What happens to your enthusiasm and everything that you pursue and all the goals that you have and the things that you desire? Is the enthusiasm not in the journey? I mean, it is, right? You already see yourself as in that role or in that position, living that life. And so you have to, like, really playfully walk in it. Not so, you know, overcome by other elements. Earth. So much earth. So much reality. You know? We've talked about fixed signs, you know? So fixed. So stubborn. So rigid. So. You know? And here, we bring in the playfulness. Can we just be friends? Can we play? You know? Not just between people, but also, you know, the things that you marry, the activities that you marry, the goals that you marry, the pursuits. Can we be friends? I mean, are you like, is my goal my accuser? Oh, I didn't do this perfectly. I can't keep up with that routine, But I'm finding that as I even have the structure and the goal, I might never meet it, not a single week. Not a single damn week, but it's there. So I'm pursuing it. And if I do it half as good as I wish that I could, it might take me a little longer, it might not. But if I'm playful with it, if I have fun, if I'm not like constantly pressuring myself with that goal and that structure and routine. But I can have fun with it. I mean, I'm sure that I'm more likely to be magnetic, in the process. And you might do half as much, right? And meet that goal twice as quickly just because that magnetism, that playfulness, that joy, that love, that goodness, that good stuff. Give me that good stuff, baby. Do you fear the shit out of relationships? Because it's all that routine. Oh my goodness. And see, this is where there's fragments of this process that I haven't even documented and recorded from days that I didn't actually go with it or get it done, right? Because I wasn't approaching it and thinking of it as in a playful way. Right? Because it became too much of a big thing that I had to do, and I had to do it right, and I didn't get done. And it takes us back to the fixed and the routines and how that Taurus energy, which I will talk about true religion, freedom. Freedom is the true religion, right? Love is the true religion. Playfulness, peace. That's all that matters. Very Capricornic stuff, legacy of peace and joy. I want to pass on a legacy of joy to my future generations. Can you imagine the fucking impact that that would have on the world? If we all chose with intention to pass down a legacy of joy, it's all love and joy. It's all good vibes and joy. It's all creativity and abundance and joy, right? Playfulness. It's all about the playfulness. I had the silliest dream last night and I loved it. It was so much fun. And just acting a fool. Acting a damn fool. Dressed up all dignified and acting a damn fool. In a very fancy and structured type place. I love it. It just bleeds over to so many aspects of your life that's not just in covering one topic. For me, it covers relationships. For me, it covers my work, my life pursuits, your family, your kids. How are you raising your kids? Is there too much, structure? Is there too much, rigidity there? Is there some playfulness in it, even when you discipline? It covers so many topics. And with that, my friends, I will say, Nanu, Nanu, peace be unto you, and God bless.